there's absolutely no question in my mind that, that had I stopped blogging at some point during the year, and I did stop for a while. Like I said, I was physically and mentally incapable of doing it. But had I, we would not have been evicted. This was retribution, retaliation, whatever you want to call it, for again the practice of journalism. And and if anyone is able to help us either financially or just sending an email and saying we support you, I want people to know my intent is to continue to do what we've been doing on Legal Schnauzer. Right now, we don't even have Wi-Fi. I have to do it from a library computer and only have access to it 1 or 2 hours a day. But I just think it's the more out there this gets, and I hope people realize, too, you're right about the Bentley story. We broke that.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have gotten out. The mainstream Alabama press was not going to touch it.
Yeah.
And also, there was just recent news about Mark Fuller, mm-hmm. the judge in the Siegelman case, where the committee that investigated him used the term reprehensible conduct and actually pretty much left it up to Congress whether to still possibly impeach him.
Even though he has resigned, that's a remarkable proposed penalty.